Martin, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. This episode of Jam Live features music by members of the volunteer organization Yukon Women in Music, or YWIM for short. A passionate group of female musicians started this organization in 1998 in order to foster the artistic development of women singer-songwriters in the territory. The group's activities include organizing concerts, workshops, and providing networking opportunities. About 30 women with musical interests ranging from songwriting to sound technology are actively involved with YWIM. For more than a decade, YWIM has enchanted their audiences with a unique blend of acoustic styles. Roots, pop, rock, blues, country, bluegrass, just to name a few. The music resonates with the listeners because the artists' songs deeply reflect a way of life in the Canadian northern communities. In addition to many live performances, YWIM has released 3 CDs. By the way, the group's first CD, which was released in 2000, was recorded live here in Haines Junction. We are very happy to welcome YWIM back to perform its third CD release entitled Songrise. In March 2013, Barbara Chamberlain, BJ McLean, Erica Hayligers, Selena Hayligers, Kim Rogers, and Suzanne Hingley performed at the St. Elias Convention Center.
I'm Kim Rogers. From Whitehorse, of course, and pleased to entertain you tonight. I'm going to sing the song that's on the latest YWIM CD, Songrise. It's called I'm the Girl. And Selena Hayligers Hare is going to join me with some backup vocals here. So this tune is about having kind of a hopeless crush on an 80s rock guitarist guy. That's going back a ways. Song's kind of an epic tune about Vikings or Viking mythology, and it's basically a song about a conversation that happens between a warrior who's dying on the battlefield and an angel who's going to take him to Valhalla, which is heaven, and it's kind of the way that they converse as he's getting ready to go to heaven.
Take my hand.
And thank you.
Hi there. My name is Suzanne Hingley, and this is not my song. This is a song written by Billy Strange and Scott Davis. And when I'm finished, if you don't already know, I'll tell you who made it popular. Backdoor preacher preaching at me, oh, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed, eyes all red with the wine in his head, wishing he was dead when he ought to be heading for Sunday school. Up your home backyard. Oh, mister, don't you have none of your knives? Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. A drugstore cowboy criticizing, all acting like he's better than you and me. Standing on the corner supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, he locks up tight and out go the lights, and he ducks out of sight, and he cheats on his wife at his employee. Clean up your home backyard. Oh, mister, don't you hand me none of your knives. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Armchair quarterback always moaning, second-guessing people all day long, pushing, fooling, hanging on in, and always messing where he don't belong. When you get right down to the nitty-gritty, isn't it a pity that in this big city not a one a little man will admit it ever been a little bit wrong? Clean up your home backyard. Mister, don't you have me none of your knives. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Thank you. That's an Elvis song. This song is not an old song. It's a relatively new song. It's by a singer called Kevin Quain, and he's out of Toronto, and fantastic performer. And when I first heard this song, I said, that's got to be an old traditional Irish song, and it wasn't. He's written it within the last few years, and it's called Mr. Valentine's Dead. It's a happy song. Mr. Valentine's dead, and he's drinking Manhattans, he's singing a coal miner's tune in his daddy's tuxedo and his Fred Astaire shoes. He's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels are waiting, they're down at the end of the bar. While they're drinking martinis and they're laughing at nothing, smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but that won't slow him down. He's determined to stay on his feet. And he bangs on the table, and he orders around, and he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead, and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. Now the angels are howling, and they're drinking tequila, and they're shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. And he hangs down his head, and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he's never looked better. The priest will not see him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, 'cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Not till he's finished his drink.
Okay, hello everybody. So this song, I wrote this just this past year, and it's actually a true story, and it's about this man from Tagish who's no longer with us, and I consider him as one of Yukon's colorful 5%, and my daughter's going to join me on stage here singing harmonies. Anyways, this is for Ed Cole.
They were just 19, living inside a dream. She was working in the bar. He was singing for to be a star. North to the midnight sun, singing his songs, hoping she would come. Their love was stronger than gold, but his lust for the road began to grow. Had to go. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. Come drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac we'll see new skies. Jed, she said, you're so wild, so footloose, just like a child. Well, my new man who helps with the rent, my home with the white picket fence makes perfect sense. For 30 years or more, he would show up at her front door with flowers in his aging hands. On his knees he would bend to make amends. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. Come drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac we'll see new skies. Oh, Isabel. Jed, I know you love me true. Deep in my heart I still love you. I dream of you every night. But our lives could have never been right. Come the morning light. He died early one morn. His aching heart, it was torn. In his arms tightly holding a new guitar sweetly ringing as he left singing. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. Drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac we'll see new skies. Oh, Isabel. Isabel.
Thank you.
This next song I wrote a while back, I really feel strongly about the earth and nature and stuff like that. And I wrote this song about how people and the human race is just ruining it. Mother Earth is
She's been through so much. All these years, she's accepting what they foretold. Hearts of the people break as they realize her anguish.
Jam Live, and you are listening to a performance by Yukon Women in Music, recorded in Haines Junction, Yukon.
Hello, Haines Junction.
Hi, BJ.
How you doing? I've missed you guys. I'm sorry I haven't made it out the last couple summers. First song I'm going to start with is actually the first song on the YWAM CD. It's not mine. It's written by Rose Kirshner. And when I first heard it, it really struck a chord for me. It's a bit about being outside the box. And I thought, huh,